Yeah. We just like to thank you for the fact that we are moving our national headquarters to Washington, D.C.
Say, you know, one great rooter that you've got, of course, is now in Congress right now.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a wonderful job. I think he misses that action out there, but he's a good fellow. I guess we're just checking. You told my ass about where we're going.
Probably voting.
They should be for you.
For Jack.
Oh, you betcha. You know I'm a quarterback. Well, I wish you best, and I just hope that you know, the interesting thing to point out to all of you too, is that I want to lay your comments that I'm going to have to try to speak to you now. Not only is this a great spectator sport, and for all of us that are following, you follow us again, and hope that this community recording should be, so you can put a lot of effort and support the farm. But it means a lot to the kids, young kids, a lot of them never make big teams and so forth. I see you folks out there. That's why I'm so glad to see so many of you active. We'll take a big life on this whole business. Drugs and all the other stuff. Just see the fellow that you admire, you know. Oh, who's a great athlete or something like that. And he says, look, bud, this is like the preacher say, or this is like the politician, but he's somebody he admires, he really means a lot. And I know a lot of you go out, you make speeches, you appear and all that, and certainly you must say that, like, you know, whenever you go before young people, you get that across. And the other thing is competitive spirit. Too many people these days, you know, as you start to talk to colleges, it's just, well, you know, it doesn't make you very strong winning and all that type of stuff. It makes a very great deal. It doesn't mean that you gotta win all the time, don't win them all. But it's what really makes this nation is strive. People gotta keep trying, regardless if you start from the very bottom, you gotta keep going with your phone. The old competitive spirit is what made America. And that's what you guys represent out there in that field. They see out there. I mean, I was asked, one of the pro football players, I said, you know, when pro game first became popular 30 years ago, they wondered, well, will they have the spirit? You know, because like the college kids. Well, now, as a matter of fact, nobody's going to go out there and take what you call a state just for the dog. I mean, there's only dogs,
right?
I mean, you guys have a chance. But boy, I'm telling you, I've been in dressing rooms after pro teams lost. They view it as the bad as the college team. And that's what you need in this country. I mean, we just need that kind of spirit. That's why I look for sports, not only because of the physical effect, because of the stimulating, it's good entertainment, but also because it's good for a country to see people try to be for somebody. Win or lose, the main thing is to be for somebody. It's these people that stay on the sidelines that aren't for anything. They're the ones, you know, that aren't going to mock anything.
Well, you know, we have not been there. We always emphasize good sportsmanship and how you play the game. But
right.
One thing we really emphasize is that's winning.
Right away.
And that is because the only way you can be a good sport is winning.
That's right.
You know, and that anyone can be. The only problem with being a good sport is that you lose food.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, so we want to prove it too often, do we? Well, I'm very grateful when I do some tests, and I'll be watching you on television.
Yes,
great wire skiers. They're pretty wide. Tom Martin Air Force was wide skiers. He was a locker.
He was a locker.
Well, that's great to have you. I like it in the summertime. I'll be your neighbor.